This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. In the 1920s, Brazilian artists considered themselves cannibals. They even created a term, antropofagia, to explain what they did. They ate the European culture and mixed it with their own identity. New York-based Brazilian percussionist Ciro Baptista has devoured quite a lot in the past three decades, having played with pop stars like Paul Simon and Herbie Hancock, classical cellist Yo-Yo Ma, and experimental saxophonist John Zorn. So it's easy to see why he brings that concept of antropofagia back in his new album called Banquet of the Spirits. He'll tell us more about it in a moment, but Ciro and his band are going to start us off with a live performance. The song by the late trumpeter Don Cherry is called Bird Boy.
Yeah.
That is a live performance of the song Bird Boy here in our soundcheck studio. Ciro Baptista playing percussion and singing, Brian Marcella playing the keyboards, and Tim Kuiper playing drums and still more percussion. The new album by Ciro Baptista and the band is called Banquet of the Spirits. And Ciro, it's great to have you back here at WNYC.
Great to have me. Thank you very much, John.
So, it took you a long time to get into the building today because of all these weird instruments and noisemakers you were trying to bring. Apparently, security was completely confused, and what, they insisted you play all of the instruments? Is that what happened?
That's, you know, like this, like you start to play world music, and like me, Brian, and Tim, we go around the world and we collect these instruments and... Then we decide to do this group, but it's great. But we do a lot of impromptu concerts in airports and lobbies. You know, I have an instrument called berimbau. Many people know, but people think that...
They think it's a weapon because it looks like an archery bow.
Or a hashish pipe. And, you know, that's what the guy downstairs... uh-huh. And then I was in the lobby. I played many instruments for them. And
so this happens to you a lot in airports. Any place where there's security, you end up taking the instruments out and having to demonstrate them. And
this happened now a lot for us.
So you've got, in addition to the berimbau, you've got, well, what looks like an old Coke bottle, fine. And then in the song you just played, at the end, you pick up these two things that look like big piles of seashells or goat hooves or something, and you know, depending on the country, it could be either.
You know, like these instruments, they are seed pods from the trees.
Seed pods.
Because,
okay.
You know, the idea with this band is like we play the environment, you know, because percussion have that. You know, if you play violin, you play violin or piano. But percussion, you kind of can emulate the sounds that are around you. And I come from Brazil and have I live near the rainforest, then have the sounds that imitates the water, the air, and the rain. But now I live in New York for so long, and then we have other instruments that like pieces of refrigerator and PVC pipes and a lot of Home Depot research.
So is that where you get most of your instruments nowadays?
Oh, Home Depot. Is our big source.
Well, that's kind of a modern version of this old 1920s Brazilian idea of the antropofagia, of eating people and eating culture and digesting it and making something of your own out of it.
You know, it's a real story that happened in Brazil. You know, the Portuguese sent a commission to moralize Brazil with the bishop called Bishop Sardinha, and his boat capsized, and he swam to the beach and have these Indians there, or the native Brazilians, and they didn't know what to do with that figure, you know, like with that hat with rubies, and they said, what are you going to do with it? He said, let's eat him. And they ate the whole commission, you know. And that's what Brazil...
Is this really a good story to be telling in the middle of the day when kids are home and stuff?
Well, you know,
the bishop's boat capsized. They didn't know what to do with him, so they ate him. He looked good. They ate him.
But that's the way we explain, like, a Brazilian culture, the way we are, you know, so crazy. It's that, you know, like we eat, digest everything that comes, you know, from outside. You know,
a lot has come from outside. I mean, Brazil is very much a melting pot, just like the United States.
And I think it's just not just Brazil. You know, New York is a very anthropophagic place, you know, and the music, it's turning into this, you know, especially this so-called world music. You know, I cannot say that I'm just Brazilian now. No, I have a piece of my heart that's like the program that you were doing before. No, the Rolling Stone, Jimi Hendrix, and Coltrane, and Charlie Parker, all this. No,
Right. We're speaking with Ciro Batista, the Brazilian-born but longtime New York-based percussionist and composer and sideman to the stars, as well as leading his own bands over the years. Now, this new record called Banquet of the Spirits, you mentioned Coltrane and Jimi Hendrix and all these other musical heroes of yours. This whole album is dedicated to Don Cherry, who he was really one of the leaders in world music back before we even had that term.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not just Don Cherry, but especially my mentor, Naná Vasconcelos, and Colin Walcott, who was another percussionist, and they had this band called Codona.
Right.
And in the end of 70s, I think they was the first ones who did
kind of
world music.
Yeah, because Colin Walcott studied Indian music. Naná was from Brazil.
You know everybody. Yeah.
Well, all of these guys have been here over the course of the years.
Yes, that's true. And then we do some songs, a couple of songs of Don Cherry, one from Colin, and other songs that I did with Naná, like during the years.
So the next song you're going to play for us here, Mumakata, this is one of those Codona, one of those Colin Walcott,
yes,
Don Cherry, Naná Vasconcelos songs from the mid-80s or something. So you're looking
beginning
back.
Beginning of 80s, yeah. Then they're the real thing, Like you was talking about the cover band,
right?
We are covering Codona. Nobody know Codona.
So this is a tribute band to a band that no one's ever heard of.
Yes.
Is what you're telling me.
A tribute band.
All right. So and will we get to hear the berimbau in this?
This
song?
This song we hear, it's very interesting because, I'm the only one speaking here because I'm close to the mic. But this band is not just it's not about me, It's like a Tim Kuiper and Brian, and we are missing. We have one person missing in action. He's in Europe. We know this thing about the aeroplanes. Shanir, who plays oud.
Shanir Blumenkranz.
Blumenkranz, you know him. And I think he's in Macedonia, something. I hope he's well there. And we're going to play Joe's Pub tomorrow. No,
that's two shows tomorrow, 7:30 and 9:30. This group with Ciro Batista. Now, mics have been moved while you were talking,
and
instruments have been piled on top of other instruments. So it looks like Brian and Tim are ready. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I can go there.
Okay, let's hear this live performance. The song is called Mumakata, and there is a version of it on the new Ciro Batista record, Banquet of the Spirits. But we are going to hear a live performance for keyboards, percussion, and assorted noisemakers from Ciro Batista, Brian Marcella, and Tim Kuiper on Soundcheck.
We are preparing here, and I'm trying to find my headphones.
Oh, okay. to hear all of this music live, go to Joe's Pub tomorrow at 7:30 or 9:30. Here they are live on our Soundcheck studio.
Thank you.
Well, those were three of the strangest looking instruments I've ever seen in one band in one place at the same time before. That's Ciro Baptista playing the Brazilian berimbau, the one-stringed instrument, Brian Marcella playing the West African balafone and a toy piano and some weird keyboard thing that's actually struck with a stick, and drummer Tim Kuiper playing the West African dusunguni, the African hunting guitar, as it's sometimes called. The song is called Mumakata, live performance. The album is called Banquet of the Spirits. Ciro Baptista and Friends performing tomorrow at Joe's Pub, 7:30 and 9:30, and then in Montclair, New Jersey on Saturday at 7:30 for Music Works for Peace. So, Ciro, a couple of busy days ahead. Thank you for taking time to play for us this afternoon. It's been a real fun.
Thank you so much to invite us here. It was great, like always. I hope everybody have a nice day.
All right, Ciro Baptista, thank you very much for being with us on New Sounds, on Soundcheck, rather. You can check out our New Sounds archives to hear the original version of that song, Mumakata, and also go online to hear podcasts and more on the Soundcheck page of our website, wnyc.org. Tomorrow on our program, R. Kelly, Tipper Gore, and the creator of 90s boy bands all make Blender Magazine's new list of Music's 25 Most Dastardly Villains. Also tomorrow, banjoist and singer-songwriter Abigail Washburn. She blends bluegrass with, of all things, the music of China. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer with Alicia Abbott. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatow, and we had help today from Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time tomorrow for the next Soundcheck here at 93.9 FM WNYC.